Good morning, Chelvest and Caldergard and Chelston Rise. It's Friday the 8th of May and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. This is the 50th podcast since our coronavirus war began. It'll be a much shorter podcast today, I'm sure you're delighted with that, as there's much to do before you all start your day. So today is the 75th anniversary of VE Day, the day that the war in Europe ended at last. After six long and hard years, with people giving their lives in the service of their country, with families losing loved ones, and with people losing their livelihoods. At last, the war was over. The nation came together in a collective act of celebration and thanks. And 75 years later, all of us youngsters are at last beginning to understand the sacrifices that our parents and grandparents made on our behalf. Today, in our coronavirus war, some in the village have lost loved ones to the virus. Others have been separated for weeks from their loved ones. And many can no longer leave their properties as they need to shield themselves against an unseen enemy. So our war is not yet won, but we know one day that it will be, and we must keep the faith. So today, on VE Day, we're going to do our best to capture the spirit of our parents and grandparents, and all from the safety of our homes. So here's the timetable for the day. At 9 a.m, buckets of Blom's tulips will magically appear in five locations around the village. Please consult the newsletter or the COVID-19 website for details. And if you can't find the details, head for the War Memorial because there'll be buckets of tulips there. We're asking households to take a bunch and to make a donation to the Great Ormond Street Hospital for Sick Children. Please arrange the tulips in your front window and send us in a photograph. At 11 a.m, the whole village will stand on their doorstep and take part in the collective act of remembrance. The words for this will be linked from the newsletter, and there's a recording which you can play at 10:58 precisely. This recording includes the last post, which will signal the start of the two-minute silence. The vicar and the parish council, with representatives from all communities, will be at the War Memorial, social distancing of course, to ensure that the act of remembrance is recorded forever. At midday, there'll be a service of thanksgiving from the church, and links to this will be on the website and through WhatsApp. And at 1 p.m, we invite you to support our pub, the Star and Garter. If we hadn't been at war with the virus, the pub, the church and the memorial would have been at the heart of our celebrations today. The memorial and the church are decked out in bunting, but we mustn't forget the pub. Today we're launching the Save Our Pub campaign in conjunction with Budweiser. We can all buy a Star and Garter gift card now to be redeemed when the lockdown is lifted. Budweiser will match our purchases pound for pound now so that the pub gets the cash flow it needs to stay ready to open as soon as it can. The link for this will be on the website and the WhatsApp groups. At 2:45, the BBC will be broadcasting a special programme which will include Churchill's speech to the nation on VE Day. And at 3:30, we'll publish the winning entries for the colouring competition and the Red Van Man will distribute the prizes. At 4 p.m, we can all go into our front gardens, if we can maintain a social distance, and enjoy afternoon tea whilst shouting to our neighbours. And at 6 p.m, we're encouraging you to enjoy your evening meal and raise a glass to your neighbours who are in this fight with you. And then finally, at 9 p.m, the Queen will address the nation at the same time as her father did, and we'll all join together on the doorstep to sing the words of the old classic, We'll Meet Again. The words and the music will also be available on the website for people to play on their doorsteps. So, Chelveston, Caldicott and Chelston Rise, today is a day to let our long and unkempt hair down. Our war is not yet won, but we can and we should celebrate how the Colonel Toms of this world secured the peace and prosperity we've enjoyed for 75 years. And in doing so, we must be thankful that an army of NHS and key workers are still fighting on our behalf. Have a great day. Thank you.